Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, we have another decoding quickie, a very fast one. This one will be on the number 21. 21 decoded. I could have brought so much to the table on this one because it's just so huge, this number. But there's something very specific that I wanted to bring to your attention that I was shown. And here we go. 21 decoded, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start off here. I do have a big decode coming out, massively big on Raw. Okay, Raw 88 decoded I got coming out. And what I want to point out to you very quickly, this is where Ra is the Egyptian sun god. You see, in Chaldean numerology, forget about the total. Ra is the two and the one. You just simply do the alchemology. You connect the alchemical elements to the numbers and you get helium and hydrogen. Those are the two aspects of the sun. These are the two aspects of the sun, hydrogen and helium. And in the English, the A through Z English, Ra through the total becomes the number 19, which is the sun card. This is why Ra is known as the sun god. And I put that word up here. I'm not going to even say it. But now you are beginning to get a sense of why Ra means bad, why Ra means evil. And I will remind all of you that, you see, in the Old Testament, which is a huge proponent of spells on the world stage, many of you still are practicing those spells. And you get the Isaiah 45 verses 12, and this is going to be in my Ra 88 decoded. This is Shalom and Ra, right? The breaking up of them. And you could see how they become the number 88. And 88 is radium on the periodic table. So what creates peace and evil? Ra. Okay? Ra. We have shalom and peace and all, but we have Ra here. Okay? So I got this coming out. I got all the slides I got. So many slides. Big time. Big time. Here. Big time. Jesus is embedded into this. The light of the world's tied to Ra. I'm going to get into this in this short presentation. So now you know, folks, you see, whatever is running this reality, which is not mankind, uses books and we cast the spells by speaking them, etc., etc. But this is what this looks like. Okay. So really, this is what I wanted to point out to all of you was this here in 1992, they had this Agenda 21 and it was a conference in Brazil and this was a big deal. Right, and I wanna show you the dates. See the dates right there? June 3rd to June 14th. Right? There they are right there. June 3rd to June 14th. What is 3 and 1, 4? It's pi. And what is pi? Pi is Ra. Why is pi Ra? Well, if you take the protons, neutrons, and electrons of isotope 226... 88 plus 226 over here, you'll get 314. Huh. You're going to get 314. Remember, Ra being the 2 and the 1. The sun, hydrogen and helium. But of course, as that goes around the zodiac wheel, as this thing goes around the zodiac wheel, it takes on the attributes of all the planetary positions. That's the great beast above. Those are your 12 disciples. Okay, and Jesus sits in the middle tied to the sun. And as the sun moves around, it carries the energy. And it's like a Death Star up there. That's how I feel this works. That's what the research shows. So there you have it. And just to give you a big humdinger to sustain or support this 314 and this Agenda 21 being tied to Ra is, how about the Georgia Guidestones? They opened on March 22nd. It got taken down by a flash of lightning. And now you'd bring Zeus into that, July 6th. Look at the time step in between the days, folks, on the calendar. 3 months and 14 days. This right here, by the way, 106. If you watch my DNA decoded, these are the two base pairs. Cytidine, guanine, those two base pairs, that equals 106. This is all relevant to our DNA. It's all relevant to our DNA. So there you go. That's tied to this, obviously. And it's tied to Ra. So let's look into the official date of when this was launched or announced. January 30th. And just the days on the calendar, right? I'm not going 92 and 2020. I'm just going the days on the calendar. That's really all you got to look at. But you have the January 30th and June 14th, which is Trump's birthday. It's kind of interesting. 137 days in between. You just go to mathematics. What is 137? The 33rd prime number. You go right back to alchemy to get the clue. And now you're talking about poison. Start to put two and two together, folks. Poison. Okay? Poison. This is why the Jesus Christ character, that story, is in the Bible, because it is promulgating the and ushering in what's going on the world stage. The crucifixion being 33 years, Jesus being 74 in the English A through Z cipher, along with Lucifer as well, because they are just partners or one and the same. But poison. So those that are still casting out that Jesus, like, he's coming to be my savior, you're just given the magic to help all this stuff come into play, because they need, these narratives need energy to manifest. Okay? Manifest. So remember this big scripture by the Christ, Jesus. I ain't coming to bring peace, bitch. That's what I would have said. I'm coming to bring a sword. Right? And you get all the, oh, I'm going to cause division. And yeah, you're going to cause a lot of folks, anybody that's eating the wafers and drinking the blood and doing all these silly ritualistic, rituals are promulgating the magic of these stories, which are ushering in, which is just, this is scripted. This is just the way it is. But now you know, right? And you can see how this is the same outcome as this. So now we have to figure out who is the program as well. Keep in mind the word Elohim in the original Greek is 41. So that would have to tie to that story in Genesis. This right here is sword in Greek, where this scripture came from, the Septuagint. And 20 in the tarot is the judgment card. See how all this lines up? This is what this is saying. I'm coming to bring a sword. Judgment, which is graduation. And it's the world card, because this is Ra. Right? Ra. This is Agenda 21. 21. The new world by the drastic change. That's what this card means. Drastic change. There is no judgment in a predestined reality. It's just moving from what? It's a graduation. Okay. Remember, you're on television equals 73. Just a reminder of that. Okay. So the last slide I have here, I got a couple more slides here. So we're going to bring the dates all together here, show you the connecting points besides the date on the calendar. We're going to use the cards of illumination. And this was on January 30th. This ended on June 14th, right? So this right here is tied to this, June 14th, which is Trumpster's birth card. It's the Three of Diamonds, card 29. And then this was announced on January 30th, which is the Ten of Clubs. The word blood equals 23. Huh, coincidence? No. Remember that Ra is 21, right? And what's so very fascinating about these two cards? They're tied to our RNA and DNA. The first one, which was Agenda 21, ended on June 14th. Well, it's tied to ribonucleic acid. Ribonucleic acid reduces down to the 2 and the 9. That's 29. And ribonucleic acid is the messenger to the deoxyribonucleic acid. See, this strand. And the RNA is tied to the patterns of the sun. I've already covered this in my Terrence Howard decoded. It goes right in. This is ribonucleic acid. This is the Golden Gate Bridge tied to the sun, the patterns of the sun. This is the sun rising every month on the same day of every month for 13 months. Okay, it's a boomerang shape. The RNA, and it programs the DNA. And what's the DNA? Well, it's this. This is being reprogrammed with nanotechnology. I got that coming out as well. Because the 10 of clubs is the 10 of wands. And do you see it? Do you see the DNA? It's right there. See the DNA, folks? You can see it right there. Pretty easy to see, DNA. So we have RNA, Agenda 21, and we have DNA, the announcement of this. And they're both exactly the same numerology. Just flipped. Right? Just flipped. So now you know. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Short and sweet. Decoding Quickies 21. Love to hear your feedback. Keep your comments coming. Just keep it cordial. It's all about love in here. No fear, baby. It's all about love, baby. Neutrality and love. Gratitude. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you.